91X News.
It's -7 and sunny at 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Megan Matice. Three Peterborough residents have a court date later this month after police laid charges in connection with an assault on two people in a city donut shop. Police were called to a Tim Hortons early last week to investigate reports of a fight inside the store. It's alleged a 36-year-old man and his wife were assaulted by two men and a woman, and that the man who was assaulted was punched, kicked, and headbutted. He suffered broken teeth and a broken nose, and his wife was punched in the mouth by the female suspect when she tried to intervene. 30-year-old Christopher Payne has been charged with assault causing bodily harm, and 24-year-old Jessica White and 30-year-old Stuart Miracle are charged with assault. Toronto has a new budget chief. Councillor Frank DiGiorgio was nominated for the post this morning by Mayor Rob Ford and appointed by a unanimous vote of the executive committee. DiGiorgio, who has served on the city's budget committee since 2010, acknowledged that the chairman's job is a thankless one. He takes the reins from Councillor Mike DelGrand, who stepped down a few weeks ago after delivering the city's 2013 budget. Ontario's New Democrats are questioning the chief coroner's decision not to hold an inquest into the crash that killed 10 migrant workers and a truck driver last year. The NDP's labor critic says he doesn't buy interim chief coroner Dan Cass's argument that an inquest wouldn't generate recommendations to prevent similar deaths in the future. Taras Natishak is urging Cass to reconsider his decision, saying lack of regulations on the transportation of farm workers is a serious problem. The deaths were determined to be the result of a driver error, and Cass said the circumstances of the crash mean it's not the right case to hold an inquest to address those issues. The horrific crash occurred after a van carrying 13 poultry farm workers, most of them from Peru, drove through a stop sign and into the path of an oncoming truck in the tiny hamlet of Hampstead near Stratford last February. Only three workers survived. De Beers Canada says a group of Attawapiskat residents is blockading the main winter road leading to the company's Victor Diamond Mine in northern Ontario. De Beers says the blockade began Monday evening on a road the company uses to move its supplies like fuel, machine parts, and equipment that would be too heavy to fly in. The blockade has not yet impacted the mine's operations, but has forced De Beers to cease operations on the road. The mine is about 90 kilometers west of Attawapiskat. Water levels in two of the Great Lakes have hit their lowest point since record keeping began back in 1918. Tests taken in January show that Lake Huron and Lake Michigan were 68 centimeters below their long-term average, and they've declined 43 centimeters in just this past year. Reporter Scott Goldberg says scientists blame drought and other natural forces for the drop.
The evaporation follows a decade of below normal rain and snowfall and above normal temperatures. It forces cargo ships to carry lighter loads. It's bad for fish and beaches.
A Senate committee is to issue a report today into why the same goods still cost more in Canada than in the United States despite the higher loonie. The committee was told there are several reasons for the price differences, including higher taxes. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty conceded that government policies such as tariffs may be part of the reason for the discrepancy. The British government has apologized for the suffering of patients at a UK hospital whose truly dreadful mistreatment and neglect were highlighted in a report. A public inquiry led by Robert Francis was ordered after it emerged that between 400 and 1,200 people had died. Then would have been expected at Stratford Hospital from 2005 to 2009. The report found appalling standards of care at the Central England Hospital. Prime Minister David Cameron Wednesday ordered the creation of the post of Chief Inspector of Hospitals to institute inspections following the publication of Francis's highly critical report. Cameron also announced the launch of an investigation into standards of care at hospitals with the highest mortality rates, saying the government was truly sorry for those who have suffered. The Czech government has approved the deployment of up to 50 troops in Mali as part of a planned EU military training mission. Prime Minister Petro Nakaz says the soldiers are expected to leave for training in April after the mission is approved by Parliament. The opposition Social Democrats say that they are ready to back the move. Nakaz said Wednesday the troops will have a mandate to stay in Mali for up to 15 months and not see combat. The goal for the EU mission is to turn the Malian army into a force that can control the vast African country once international soldiers wrest the north from Islamist rebels. Several people are missing and presumed dead following a strong earthquake and tsunami off the Solomon Islands. About 80 homes were damaged on Santa Cruz Island when two waves close to 2 meters high hit the western side of the island. This beachgoer in Auckland, New Zealand, says he was on the lookout for signs of a tsunami.
I'll stay, but if I see anything pretty unusual here, like usually the tide goes out, the water just rushes out, and I'll be out of here like you won't even see my legs moving.
The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake struck 81 kilometers west of Lata at a depth of 5.8 kilometers. Elton John and Mumford & Sons will hit the Grammy stage to pay tribute to Lavon Helm. The Recording Academy announced Thursday that T-Bone Burnett, Mavis Staples, Zach Brown, and Brittany Howard of the Alabama Shakes will also perform The Wait at Sunday's awards ceremony in Los Angeles. Helm was the drummer and singer for the band. He died of complications from cancer last year at age 71. The performers will sing the song during the show's In Memoriam tribute, which honors musicians who died last year. Grammy producer Eric Ellerich said the lineup of performers is a representation of Helm's diverse sound. That's 91X News. Sports is next.
How can you stand out to employers? Become more marketable. Build on skills. Where do you start? Start here. Hi, I'm Pat from Loyalist Community Employment Services. We offer valuable workshops like first aid, smart serve, fall protection, high impact interview skills, and career assessment. You can give yourself a competitive edge by signing up for one of these workshops today. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. See us at 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
This is 91X Sports. The Loyalist Lancers played their last home game on Friday night against first-place Algonquin Thunder. Mike Gadrani has the preview.
The Loyalist Lancers women's basketball team are going into Friday night winning 7 of their last 8 games, and they will need to keep up the good play against the best team in the league, the Algonquin Thunder. The Lancers are currently in third place behind Algonquin and St. Lawrence and would need to finish in the top 2 spots to get a first-round bye in the playoffs. Assistant coach John Dunlop knows this is a big 2 points for the final standings.
We're fighting for second place. We want to spot provincials where we're automatically in. So this is a big game for us sitting in third.
The first regular season meeting between these two teams ended with an Algonquin win 60-41 at home on November 23rd. And while the Algonquin team does look unbeatable this season, they have lost in preseason to Loyalist, which gives Loyalist hope to be the team to end the Thunder streak.
We beat Algonquin in the preseason, so it's not a stretch to say we can do it again. If we just gotta, girls gotta bring their best game.
Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Friday night. For 91X Sports, I'm Mike Giardini.
Ravens fans swarmed the sidewalks of downtown Baltimore and jammed M&T Bank Stadium to honor the team and its 34-31 victory over San Francisco in Sunday's Super Bowl. An estimated 200,000 people took part in the celebration, with thousands having to be turned back at the stadium. U.S. President Barack Obama phoned coach John Harbaugh and general manager Ozzie Newsome to congratulate them on the Super Bowl win. The Australian Anti-Doping Agency and the Australian Football League are investigating the high-profile Essendon club over supplements given to players as part of their fitness program last season. Security guards kept fans and media out of the club's training facility Wednesday, the morning after Essendon management notified the AFL of their concerns and ASADA was called in to investigate. Senior club officials said they didn't think the supplements contained performance-enhancing drugs, but still wanted experts to investigate. A sports scientist involved in the fitness program left the club last year, and a fitness trainer has reportedly been suspended this week. No details of the supplements have been released, although former Essendon player Kyle Reimers has accused the club of pushing the boundaries with supplements use. The 2013 season starts this month. That's sports. Here's your weather forecast. Today, lots of sun, but a little windy. Temperatures falling to minus 8 this afternoon. Tonight, it's clearing with increasing cloudiness before morning. The low is minus 17. Tomorrow, periods of light snow changing to heavy snow at times in the evening. It's going to amount to about 5 centimeters. The high is minus 7. Friday, there's snow. The low, minus 6, and the high is minus 6. At 12:12, it's minus 7. I'm Megan Matthijs with 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 1.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.